Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, in this week's Agri-Beef Minute, we're going to take a look at the coronavirus's impact on livestock and grain markets. That's because fears over the coronavirus wiped out more than $3 trillion in the equities markets last week alone. And of course, livestock and grain markets were hammered too. The coronavirus meltdown, they say, is the second black swan event for cattlemen and cattlewomen in the past 6 months, but many fear it's worse than the Tyson packing plant fire. That's because of the uncertainty it brings. At least, they say, with the Tyson fire, the entire industry knew the extent of the damage and had some realistic ideas of how long the event would actually last. With the coronavirus, traders are uncertain of the damage or how long it'll impact our markets. And as we are reminded on a regular basis, livestock and commodity markets do not like uncertainty. Last week, CME cattle futures extended losses as fears the coronavirus will hurt global growth and demand for U.S. beef. But I'm pleased to report this week, the cattle markets have kicked off this new marketing month and new marketing week, rebuilding some of last week's losses. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nimitz.